There were 48 teams of middle and high school students, almost 500 kids competing in the state competition.
Our team this year has 57 students. We actually have 37 freshmen this year, so we've actually more than doubled our size.
Matt Wilson coaches robotics teams at Deep Run High School in Henrico.
I teach physics, so I teach the basics of what these kids learn. Then I can actually take what they learn and apply it in a real world fashion.
Brendan Fisher is part of the team that built Blue Cheese Jr. He's a freshman, but he's been involved with robots for more than 4 years.
In the beginning of the season, we all came up with our own design and ideas and stuff, and then we did a pros and cons chart.
Their robot had some problems with its extendable claw, but the team was upbeat about the whole experience.
There's more to just building a robot here.
Keith Walters, a software designer who competed in FIRST Robotics in 1999 in high school, is a volunteer coordinator.
The robot is really just a tool to building a team, and that team learns so many things throughout the entire process of what we typically refer to as the build season. They learn how to collaborate, how to design and engineer. They learn how to reach out to their community and help their neighbors, and how to inspire other people, younger generations, in pursuing science, engineering, technology, and math.
The winners on Saturday, Defying Gravity from Albemarle and Tuxedo Pandas from Christiansburg, were both community rather than school-based. The big robots, some up to 5 feet tall, will compete at the Siegel Center in 2 weeks in the FIRST Robotics competition for grades 9 through 12. You can learn more about both FIRST Robotics events and the competitors at ideastations.org/sciencematters. I'm John Ogle, WCBE News.